Welcome to the Galvanize and Restore podcast. I am your host, Jessica Concepcion. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I want to briefly invite you to go back and check out all the previous episodes from this first season that released July 4th of this year. So this podcast, the Galvanize and Restore podcast, exists to motivate and inspire folks from all walks of life, my church folks, my non-church, anyone, anywhere you find yourself, no matter who you are. I want to inspire you to think, consider, and make a meaningful contribution to the anti-trafficking field, which is a fancy way of saying, let's all tackle the issue of modern-day slavery, aka human trafficking, together. Since there has been such a rising awareness of human trafficking, many organizations, law enforcement, lawyers have stepped up their resources on ending this really great tragedy that exists today, or at least at preventing it from happening to someone in their community. This podcast exists to bring awareness and actionable steps you can take to also prevent trafficking or to help in bringing greater impact within however you find might be most meaningful. I'll also be covering issues that surround the topic of human trafficking, such as looking at topics like sociology and diving into scripture. Sociology, for example, it's the definition of, it's a social science that focuses on society, human social behavior, patterns of social relationships, social interactions, and aspects of culture associated with everyday life. It's another way of learning about people and how they are affected precisely on the issues such as human trafficking and what is causing it. The studying these type of topics helps us to decipher what is the cause of why there's been an increase in this crime all around the world. So I am super excited for what is to come for everyone, for all the listeners. To be honest, it's a bit overwhelming, but in a really good way. I've recently met a handful of people who are going to be coming onto the podcast to share their firsthand view on trafficking and how they've encountered it, whether it's been through experiencing it, someone they know who experienced it, or their work to prevent it, or through their volunteer service. It's literally been an honor just to meet them, but also to be able to share this space with them and to share a moment with our wonderful guests. So guess what? Those episodes will be airing in the new year, 2024, in January. And the Galvanize and Restore podcast will be taking a break as we're approaching the holiday season. It's time to prepare for this new year. January is actually Human Trafficking Awareness Month. It's also my birthday. Hey. So it'll be really awesome to start the year off running. And I wanted to just talk about this season number one and some of the episodes that really made a difference. So going back, looking back, episodes 6, 8, 9, and 10, those were our guest episodes with Rebecca Herbert, Adrian Morris from 4Kids. They spoke about children in the foster care system and how the children experience different things throughout their life that really impact them and what we as people can make a difference in the life of a child, whether they're 4 years old, 5 years old, 10, or a teenager, or even after they're a teenager, when they're young adults as well. One of my favorite episodes this season was learning about empathy, episode 13. As I research the topics, I am always taking in all the information, and this one personally moved me and gave me a different outlook on relationships in general. Another favorite was episode 5, which was called The Mindset and Heart of a Volunteer. I really enjoyed diving into the biblical person of Nehemiah and his story of resilience and his desire and heart to contribute to his community. If you listened so far, would you mind sharing with me heading over to Gallery Store on Instagram? The handle is at GALRESTORE, Restore and letting me know what's been your favorite episode. I would love to hear from you guys. And lastly, I just want to share with you a comment that was said, and it's a shout out to, the username is DAR0699, who left a review earlier this month, and they said, "This podcast talks about the real issues involving human trafficking and what we can do to help, but does it in a lighthearted way that feels like you're just talking to a friend. It does not leave you feeling saddened by the sad topic, but empowered to help." And they left a 5-star review, and I appreciate that. I actually read this review when I was driving, and I was so moved by it. I hope everyone who listens to the podcast feels this way, to feel empowered and inspired to take action and make a meaningful contribution. Also, I do desire to keep this topic, although it's so dark, I want to keep it lighthearted in order to create an atmosphere of hope and resilience versus helplessness. As a believer, I'm encouraged by my faith to encourage others on remaining hopeful despite whatever circumstances we encounter. Not because we are strong in ourselves. I mean, we're strong when we're together, but because we can find our strength in the Lord, and He's able to guide us and provide, you know, everything that we need to be able to go through difficult times and seasons. And even to understand a dark topic like this, He can help us to be able to kind of grasp like what we can do to bring about change in the community. And it starts with us, right? So this is the closing, guys, of this season. I hope you've enjoyed. Stay tuned in January 2024. And there's going to be 2 episodes, bonus episodes, that are going to be releasing mid-December, just to keep you guys, you know, a little bit in the loop. And then January will start off running. So this has been awesome. Thank you so far for every single person who's messaged me and just supported the podcast. I'm encouraged by hearing your feedback. I love hearing the different topics that you guys want to be covered in human trafficking, such as what are some safety tips when traveling, some information about organ trafficking, other things like what can parents do to protect their kids and things like that. So that's definitely coming in the new year. And whatever else you guys have, that any questions or anything, again, message me on Gallery Store. I hope you've really enjoyed this season as much as I have done in creating these podcast episodes. And all right, bye. Take care. Stay connected.